We are on Brühl. Brühl was one of Leipzig's liveliest places then, just as it is today. It was on this very spot that Richard Wagner was born, at number 3 Brühl, in an inn called the Red and White Lion, which has long since been demolished. The year was 1813, the year of the Battle of Leipzig. Wagner spent his early childhood and school years in Dresden. At the age of 15, he returned to Leipzig, where he attended St. Nicholas's School and then St. Thomas's School. He began studying at Leipzig University before taking up a position as music director at the theatre in Magdeburg. Nevertheless, Wagner returned to Leipzig many times during his life. One such occasion was in 1873. Wagner, now almost 60, was passing through Leipzig with his second wife Cosima. At Thuringian Station, they happened to meet Franz Liszt. He was not only a distinguished fellow musician and composer, but also Cosima's father.
Wagner, Cosima, my child, what are you doing in Leipzig? Why aren't you in Bayreuth?
My dear Liszt, you leave a city, and yet somehow you always return. Leipzig simply won't let me get away.
After all, it's where he was born, isn't it? He spent his youth here, and that's an important period in anyone's life. Although, you weren't always happy with the decisions you made here in Leipzig, were you?
Cosima is referring to the incident at the old theatre. Hauser rejected my first opera, and all because of Mendelssohn. As if the reasons were artistic. That Leipzig music clique systematically blocked my first steps. But there are many things from that time that I remember fondly. The shouts of the market traders, the noise of the streets, the smell of fresh horse manure. Leipzig was still smouldering after the Battle of Leipzig, yet already making a fresh start. That was the wild age into which I was born.
And before long, you were composing wildly yourself.
Absolutely. Some of my attempts were ambitious, but the results were rather more modest. I was still a student, after all, yet I was very productive. A fantasia in F sharp minor, a piano sonata, a polonaise for four hands.
I think these youthful indiscretions are absolutely marvelous.
And what about you, Cosima? Are you happy, my child?
Who wouldn't be, living with a genius?
Wagner's piano sonata in B flat major and his polonaise for four hands were both published as early as 1832 by the prestigious Leipzig music publishers Breitkopf and Härtel. The Fantasia in F-sharp minor dates from the same early creative period. All three are early examples of the work of a composer who grew up in Leipzig and learnt his musical craft here. Brühl, the battle-scarred city, his student days, the publishing house, Mendelssohn and Schumann. Leipzig gave the young Wagner more than he was perhaps later prepared to admit. It should also be noted that Wagner's resentment towards a supposed clique of Jewish musicians centered on Mendelssohn, whom he blamed for his early failures, reflects the deep-seated anti-Semitism that inevitably casts a shadow over how Wagner is viewed today.